Driverless cars pick up speed. Industry shows how vehicles can be used in ways to pursue commercial success by Tim Higgins in the Wall Street Journal. Las Vegas. A year ago, Glenn DeVos shuttled potential clients around the CES Consumer Electronics Show in self-driving vehicles to demonstrate his company's progress in handling complicated driving conditions. This year, the chief technical officer of Aptiv PLC wants to demonstrate how the technology might be deployed in real life. Aptiv, the automotive technology company, formerly known as Delphi Automotive, is working with ride-hailing startup Lyft Incorporated at this week's show to give free rides in self-driven cars between the convention center and big hotels. The goal is to show how Aptiv's technology can be deployed in a self-driving car service. This year is kind of pivoting away from technology demonstrations to really showing the applications, Mr. DeVos said. The convergence of Silicon Valley and Motor City has helped propel CES, held here every January, into an automotive industry event that rivals the North American International Auto Show, which takes place next week in Detroit. Space dedicated to vehicle technology at CES has increased almost 25% this year, and the number of those companies will rise 19% to 172 from a year ago, according to show organizers. Carlos Ghosn, head of the Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi Alliance, and Jim Hackett, chief executive of Ford Motor Company, are scheduled to attend CES, as are the leaders of most top auto parts makers who plan to tout their latest advancements in car technology. But for the excitement about self-driving technology, its path to business success isn't yet clear. Regulators continue to struggle with how to handle it, and companies are still wrestling with the technology's limitations. Its use so far has been largely confined to testing with small numbers of research cars. This year, several companies plan to go beyond that, deploying fleets of self-driving vehicles on city streets as engineers and programmers work to scale the technology, collect data, and see how real-world users react. For instance, Alphabet's incorporated Waymo self-driving car unit, which has a ride-hailing service in suburban Phoenix, has said it will put non-employees in its vehicles without humans behind the wheel. At CES, 2018 is about how to make what was once considered science fiction work as a mass business, executives say. It's got to the point now where showing a self-driving vehicle cruise down the street is not earth-shattering. And what people are looking to understand is, how do you commercialize this, said Christopher Heiser, CEO of Renovo Auto, which offers a software operating system for autonomous vehicles. Last year, chipmaker NVIDIA Corporation, which provides processors used for autonomous vehicles, demonstrated an Audi circling a parking lot without a driver behind the wheel. This year, it avoided planning such a demo, said Danny Shapiro, senior director of automotive. We're having true business discussions now, less of, let me show you what we can do, Mr. Shapiro said.